Chapter 4, in which the Macon family is quite imprudent. Primrose stayed, rubbing Rue's back and making sympathetic noises. Primrose was good like that. She didn't ask what was wrong. Finally, Rue said,
I sniff, hate, sniff, stays.
Let's get you out of that corset then, shall we?
Which was a mark of how good a friend Primrose was, for she was normally the most proper young thing and tried not to know that Rue rarely wore underpinnings. Now she pretended delight at helping her strip and climb into a comfortable tea gown. Rue loved her for the pretense.
Prim, something's wrong with Paw.
Rue sat on the edge of the counterpane and looked at her hands, trying not to cry again. Primrose perched next to her.
Yes, I do believe you might be right about that.
It's Alpha's curse.
Prim did not mollify that horrible statement with platitudes.
Do you know how old he is, your father?
Old enough.
Is that what it looks like, the curse?
It differs, depending on the Alpha. There are not many cases recorded, as most don't survive long enough.
Prim, he looked right at me and yet did not see me, and in his eyes there was only the wolf, no Paw.
Primrose likely didn't follow, but she nodded.
You might want to talk to someone who knows more about this situation.
Dharma?
Rue scrubbed at her face with her hand.
No, your mother. I know it's not your favourite thing to do, but I believe you should confront her. They must have been hiding this from you. We weren't out of the country so long that he should have deteriorated this quickly.
Unless I willfully refuse to notice.
Rue, be kind to yourself. Even you aren't that obtuse.
It takes a lot out of me, confronting my mother. I need a plan, in case she doesn't have one.
Prim gave her a look.
You mean, if you disagree with hers, your mother always has a plan.
Fair point. Do you think Percy would look up Alpha's curse, see what he can find?
Of course, I'll ask him. You believe there's something we can do that hasn't been tried before?